Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely blessed day today. A lot of stuff going on in the news as always. Remember, I told you guys yesterday the weather was really, really odd down here in Florida. Well, just to show you how weird it even is further, it was 80-something degrees yesterday, overcast, then it got sunny, then it was unbelievably just nasty. Woke up this morning to go feed the dogs, walked outside. It was 50 degrees outside, and with the wind chill factor, said it felt like it was 46, and now it's starting to rain. The weather has become so weird, and I get this emails from everybody. Everybody. I mean, remember, what was it, 2 weeks ago out in Denver, it was 76 degrees, and then the next day it dropped down into the 20s, and they got like 4 or 5 inches of snow. And this is very, very bizarre behavior, and we see this happening all over the globe. And so it's just something interesting to see right now, especially over in Australia. I got an article on that in a minute. But how are you doing today?
Oh, absolutely blessed to the Lord. In fact, I got a great email today from a lady out of Singapore. And I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. I think it's Emin Chan. It's E-E-M-E-I-N. And it's about the coronavirus. And I want to read this to you guys because this is so important. I'm only going to read you part of it. It's a little bit long. Dear Ted and Austin, I've been listening to your broadcast for a couple of years now. And also, I've also purchased products from you on a few occasions. I am so grateful to God and your family for sharing from your heart the truth and nothing but the truth. I was discharged from the hospital yesterday for contracting the coronavirus, but all glory to God, my illness was a very mild one. I was put into the hospital on February the 14th, and I was discharged on February the 20th. I had a fever for a short period, and it was clear with just 4 Panadol tablets, thank God. I believe with all of my heart that it was because I had been loading up on the vitamins C, D3, and K2. That's the reason I recovered so quickly. My first blood test for LDH upon admission was 640, but it dropped to the acceptable level in just 2 days. Praise the Lord. My lungs were also clear on the day I was tested positive, and it has remained clear throughout my stay in the hospital. It took only about 2.5 days for me to be declared by my doctor as out of the woods. I'm writing to testify of God's faithfulness and the blood of Jesus, which is flowing in my body now, and his blood bought and I'm a blood-bought child of God. I also want to thank, there's a language thing here, so some of this stuff's not perfect. Just don't say anything about that. This lady's doing the best she can. She's absolutely wonderful, and I love her. I also want to thank you personally from my heart for sharing and repeatedly reminding us, your listeners, to build up our immune system. I thank God for your lives and what you are doing for all of your listeners. I am so grateful that God has led me to discover your program and that I'm able to share what I have learned from you through your program as well as the Hagman Show. Brothers, thank you for praying for your listeners every day, and that includes me too. Today, despite having contracted the coronavirus, I believe with all of my heart that God has covered me completely with the blood of Jesus. The reason I was afflicted, I believe God has a plan for my life that is to glorify his name and to let the world know. Now, this goes on to another. She says another part of this. Let me continue on this. It was so long on the Facebook page. I've got a couple pages on my iPad. My life is that is to glorify his name and to let the world know that I serve a risen Savior. Though my episode of illness, God is even able to reach out to the Muslim world through a colleague of mine. God is moving all over the world. Praise his glorious name. If you'd like to find out more about my journey, I'll be most happy to share with you. And then she gives me her case number in Singapore. She actually has a case number. I'm not going to give it to you. She asked me not to. She says, you may share the importance of building the immune system in my testimony. Please do not reveal my case number. By the way, I've been taking supplements for more than 20 years now. I'm a 54-year-old female. Continue to share the truth, brothers. All glory to our almighty God. Blessings, your sister in Christ. Amen. Guys, this is the kind of stuff, and this is the reason why we do this show. Now, think about it with me for a second. Here I've got a sister in Singapore that we pray for every day and that we have been blessed to be able to help. And here she runs into this coronavirus, gets basically contracts it, is put into the hospital, released within a week, doing great. This is the importance of this show. We're able to go out and help people and teach them the truth about what's going on globally. We get to talk to them about world news and health research. And we get to go out and help you guys here in this country, in the United States of America, and again, all over the world, and we all become linked together in quantum entanglement. Now you think, oh, what the heck does that mean? Ted's getting weird again. No, I'm not getting weird. Remember, every proton in the universe knows what every other proton is doing all the time. When we're committed to God through Jesus Christ, we have the blood of the Lamb, which connects us interdimensionally from a quantum mechanics standpoint. This is so important you guys get this morning. Yesterday, I had a guy come over, a plumber, great guy, and he was having my 4-year-old grandson decided, I guess he wanted to dump a whole roll of toilet paper down the toilet, and we had to have the toilet taken off and a snake put through the toilet. And, you know, the guy was talking to me, and we started talking and sharing. He's a Christian, and we had the best time. I spent several hours with him, and, you know, and it was like we had known each other our entire lives. That's quantum entanglement. That's when you walk into a room, you see somebody, you start talking to them, and you have instantaneous rapport. Same thing happened to me last year. Met a guy in a restaurant. His name is Tom, up in the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina, sitting across from us on another table. We started talking. All of a sudden, instant rapport. This is the blood of Jesus. He's a Christian. This is the blood of Jesus that connects all of us through quantum entanglement. Basically, what it is, it's an interlocking energy field that ties us all together from a physics standpoint. Because when we have the blood of Christ covering us, and literally the Holy Spirit surging through us, we become one with God through Jesus. I mean, this is what we have to understand that Christianity is. This is why they're so scared of Christianity, because they know that. They know that we create an interlocking energy field around us and through us that encompasses the entire planet, and they're trying to control the energy field around the planet through human sacrifice and all the sick weirdo stuff they do with their pornography industries and their Hollywood industries and all these sick nutbags. And they know that we have the ability through Jesus, through the blood of the Lamb, which so powerfully transmits this healing frequency to our DNA throughout all time and eternity, in time, because God's omnipresent, that they don't have a chance to defeat us unless they can take over the whole planet. Example being 5G, in which they're going to try to broadcast this negative energy field into all of us. Guys, explain something to you guys if you're doing this. And you're one of these nutbags. Everybody likes to transcribe my show nowadays, you know, from these weird agencies. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen right now. You guys listen to me. You're going to have your little 5G transmitter going. But guys, you forget that Noah could not be affected by all the stuff that you were doing. And God found him righteous and his DNA pure. And they couldn't do anything to Noah. And Noah got on the ark, and he basically floated through all of this horrible stuff happened with the deluge of the planet. That's what's going to be with the Christians that are truly committed to Jesus. It doesn't make one bit of difference what you do with your stupid 5G thing with your negative energy field that you're trying to transmit. We're being sanctified and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb on a continually daily basis. You can't touch us as Satan runs around as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. He may not devour us, because we are sanctified, we are blood bought by Jesus Christ. And it's important that we all understand this. That's why I like it when Eminem, Howard pronounced her name out of Singapore, said that, you know, it was talking about the blood of Jesus. Guys, it's always about the blood. The energy field that is creator. Remember, when Cain killed Abel, Abel's blood cried out. And it says in Hebrews that Jesus' blood cried out. This is scalar wave energy. This is scalar wave technology. God created the universe. He understands how this works. That's how he linked us all, through the blood of the Lamb, through the Holy Spirit. Guys, it's something that's so unfathomable for us to understand how much he loves us, that he was willing to go to the cross as an omnipresent being. Now, you think about that for a second. That means for all time space, for all eternity, when he's omnipresent, he's on the cross. He's in Genesis, in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden. He's in the book of Revelation, but he's always on the cross, always, to promote. That's why it says in the book of Hebrews, no sacrifice is needed, that he's our sacrifice for all eternity. It tells us what he's doing, and that's why they're so angry, these globalists that hate Jesus, hate Christ, hate God, because they know they can't pull him off the cross because they're not omnipresent. That's why it said, had they known what they were doing, they never would have crucified the Son of Glory. That's what we need to understand. So, yes, it was a blessing to me this morning, Austin. When I get a note from Facebook from Singapore telling us the glory of God, the power of God, and the ability of God to reach all over the planet. And guys, keep your immune system strong. Take your D3, your K2, your iodine, and your vitamin C. Guys, it's like I told you, the blood of Jesus is all we need. We got to take care of our bodies. We got to eat clean, which as far as I'm concerned, that's part of this supplement program. And guys, thank Jesus every day. Thank him for what he's done for you. And I want to thank this lady in Singapore personally for sending us this long letter. And I'm so blessed to have been able to read it to you guys on the air this morning. What do you think, Austin?
Wow, bud. Yeah, I mean, that's intense. And I mean, it goes to show you as far as what happens when you are prepared for something with this. Because, I mean, I think a lot of these individuals that have contracted this, as we've seen as well, you know, in China, where the death rate has been continuing to grow, they don't get very much sunlight. Their supplementation as far as options, vitamin options, nutrient options, is slim to none over there because of the quality of everything. You see all the pollution. Remember, they're sucking down pollution day in and day out over in China. I haven't been there, but Dad's been over there before, and I know multiple people that have gone over there. I mean, if you guys remember the Olympics, what was it, 4 years ago or 6 years ago, whatever it was, they ended up having to ban all vehicles from driving for like almost a week before the Olympics. Trying to cut down on all the smog and pollution because you couldn't see. You can't see anything. I mean, it's like a giant fog haze on the city all the time, around the whole country. And so you got to think about it. They're breathing that in all the time. So here in the United States, with the level of cleanliness that we have and the level of sanitation that we have and the ability to really, really have high-quality supplements like the vitamin C and the D3, you know, I think the majority of the American population that's awake and prepared and keeping their immune system strong is going to be extremely well off in this. And I personally think it's going to be minimal effect at best. But however, the food issues that we're going to start seeing globally are not going to be minimal, in my opinion. We already know what's going on with China. A lot of the food that they've been getting over there has been going to waste sitting on the docks because nobody's basically unloading these containers. Now we've got the reports that came in this week that we knew the agricultural production in Australia was going to be horrible after the wildfires that essentially continued to go on for months and months and months over there. It was horrible. But now we're seeing that they were the worst ever recorded in Australia. They said Australia's hottest and driest year on record has slashed crop production, with summer output expected to fall to the lowest level of recorded history, according to official projections released Tuesday. The country's agricultural department said it expects production of crops like sorghum, cotton, and rice to fall at least 66%. I find it interesting that we have another 66 number here. Remember I told you guys 2 days ago that Trump's budget that he put together was $66.6 million for the Department of Education. Now I find out that all the production of crops in the country is going to be 66% lower than it's supposed to be. Just thought I'd throw that out there. This is the lowest level since recordings began in Australia in 1980. The continent of Australia is considered to be one of the breadbaskets of the world. Most people don't know this, but according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, in 2018, Australia exported over 9 million tons of wheat to the rest of the world. Because of these relentless crop failures, Australia has now had to start importing wheat this year. It is likely to continue for the foreseeable future. So instead of help feed the rest of the world, Australia is now relying on the rest of the world to help feed them right now. Billions upon billions of locusts on top of this are now devouring farms in eastern Africa and the Middle East. Giant armies of locusts the size of large cities are traveling up to 100 miles per day in search of food. They said it's a nightmare of epic proportions, and the UN officials are telling us the crisis is only going to get worse. Of course, the UN has come out now and said they need $76 million immediately from all their member states, of course they do, to put more planes in the air so they can spray insecticides on these locusts, which that's interesting too, because now we're going to have the whole population of these countries get sprayed incessantly with insecticides on top of having all the locusts eat their food. So we're going to see some interesting stuff happen after that. But guys, I don't think all this is coincidental right now. All the stuff that's happening, it seems too strange. Everything we saw in Australia last year, horrific with the fires, what over 200 plus arson arrests, people trying to start wildfires, which is really strange. I mean, you have a country you live in, and it's burning, and people are still running around intentionally lighting things on fire, almost like they're being paid to do so, just my opinion. And now we see, this is the article that just came out from Biometric Update, now we're starting to see the push, which is what I expected, and I told you guys this, of the biometric systems, all because of the coronavirus. This is the name of the article on biometricupdate.com. Epidemics like coronavirus are putting a spotlight on contactless biometrics. Now, first let me put a disclaimer out here. There's no doubt about it. Contactless biometrics like retina scanners, eye scanners are very, very clean when it comes to basically transmission. Anything you have to put your finger on, anything you have to touch, anything that basically comes in contact with you, there's going to be a higher degree of chance of spreading something. There's no doubt about
that's
that.
Right.
But remember, majority of people have not been okay with biometrics because of the level of privacy that it invades. When they start taking your fingerprints, when they start taking your vein readings, when they start doing your facial recognition, when they start doing your retina or eye scanner on here, you pretty much have no place that you can go that you're not monitored on a regular basis. And listen, I'm going to my article right here, and you guys are going to see what's going on with this. They said the fear of this recently identified disease has closed businesses and grounded thousands of flights. So how does this relate to the biometrics industry? Disease is known to spread through shared contact with surfaces contaminated with viruses and bacteria. That's an absolute fact. Many public and private organizations use contactless systems now, identifying people by their facial characteristics, or otherwise known as facial recognition software. But you head to any airport right now, or many other transport locations, and you'll see scores of people wearing masks, glasses, hats, to protect against indirect person-to-person contamination. These wearables can easily defeat facial recognition software. So now this brings to an iris-based identity authentication system. They are totally contactless from the enrollment process to authentication. No part of a person ever even needs to come in contact with an iris reader. And iris recognition systems are widely accepted as the safest, fastest, most accurate of all biometric technologies. That's why you'll find them growing use of airports. Yep, they've already started using Orlando and a plethora of other airports. Government facilities and businesses throughout the world. Here you go. Here's the click. Remember, I've been telling you guys about the National ID system, the ID Act with the driver's license, with the biometric, the RFID chip in it. You'll now find iris-based systems at border crossings and beginning to use for national ID programs, voter registration, and many other projects. Now, I don't have a bit of problem people actually having to show their ID and so forth when they go to vote. But now we're discussing the facts of the national ID system, which I talked about repeatedly. Now they're talking about not only using that for facial recognition, now they want to do the iris-based software. Now, do you guys remember the movie? Talked about it many times. Tom Cruise, Minority Report. Do you remember everything in that movie was based off iris scanning? It wasn't off facial recognition. It was based off iris scanning. He's walking through the mall, and there's scanners everywhere. They scan your eyes, and they put marketing and advertisement up on the wall of products that you may like based on everything you've searched, looked at, liked, and even been involved in the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years they've compiled it on you. It was all iris scanning. Remember when they would arrest somebody for pre-crime, they would scan their eyeball and make sure it's them. I truly believe that's where this is going, and all we needed was a push for some type of to scare the population into believing the only option that we can have now that's safe and clean to be able to use for transport is biometric software via iris scanning. And this article right now, I think, is slow propaganda that they're rolling out now to get and see the American population and the global population how well people will accept and submit to this now under the guise of fear because of the coronavirus death. Just something I thought I'd bring up this morning.
You know, the crazy part about it is there's going to be somebody operating the machine right there with the coronavirus, you know, prevalent around that person as far as the air they're breathing and everything else. And so you're still stepping into a maze of coronavirus air when you step into a, you know, an iris scanner, because you're going to have to be within a few feet of it. And so all of this stuff is just obfuscation. They're just trying to do everything they possibly can. The part of that article you read that said that wearing the masks, wearing the goggles can easily defeat facial recognition. There you go. And they don't want that. They want to make sure that they can find everybody whenever they want to find them. If the slave tracker doesn't work, they want to do it through slave recognition, you know, slave recognition, facial recognition. And it's sad. It's sad that they're doing all of this stuff. But, you know, it's crazy. I mean, let's take a look. You know, this is an interesting article. This is, you know, after everything that happened after this is so funny. After everything that happened on that Democratic debate the other night, the articles are coming out against Ted Cruz. And here's what they're saying. Ted Cruz's anti-Semitic attack on Michael Bloomberg is called out by the Anti-Defamation League CEO. Not only did the ADL call this out, the CEO of the ADL called it out. It says, this week, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg drew criticism after proclaiming that the presidential primary is now a two-person race and urging moderate candidates like South moderate the gay boys moderate urging moderate candidates like South Bend Mayor Pete and Senator Amy Klobuchar and former Vice President Joe Biden to drop out of the race and let him consolidate the moderate vote to beat Senator Bernie Sanders, who's the communist. It's like watching a some kind of silly game of the weirdos here with this race with the Democrats. Another presumptuous ask, given that all three of these candidates have earned delegates and Bloomberg so far has not. But Senator Ted Cruz took things way further with a tweet suggesting that because the story appeared in Bloomberg's own publications, that Bloomberg owns the media. Gosh, you know where this is going. Cruz's attacks resurrects a sinister trope about Jewish financiers controlling culture and information, okay? A fact pointed out Thursday by the Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt. It is anti-Semitic to point out that Mike Bloomberg owns the news service? No. Is it anti-Semitic to accuse a Jewish person of controlling the media? Absolutely yes. This assertion goes far beyond the facts and perpetuates harmful anti-Semitic tropes. As the author of a resolution condemning slanderous myths about Jews and money and power, Ted Cruz should know better. Now, all the stuff that's going on in the world, they've got to pick this to make a big brouhaha about. Now, think about that for a second. You know, the Jewish folks have openly admitted it. I mean, they've admitted, like during the Academy Awards and other speeches, that they control Hollywood. And we have to – okay, I'm not going to go there. This is going to just get me off on a tangent. By the way, Tucker Carlson has now joked that Bloomberg paid $460 million to get humiliated by Elizabeth Warren on national TV. And that's pretty close. That's pretty close to what happened. And, you know, and the tiny tyrant or mini mic or whatever you want to call the guy, and I don't really like picking on him because he's short, because that's not his fault. But his attitude is pretty awful. And, you know, he has these roving patrols of people now that go around in New York City and just stop and frisk people for absolutely no reason, which is completely against, like, everything the Constitution and the Bill of Rights stands for. And now he wants to be the president of the United States. Now, he's not going to win. I'm not going to even – guys, don't get all in a knot about Michael Bloomberg or the communists winning, or another member of the village people. That's what these guys remind me of. YMCA, the village people. They're a bunch of weirdos. You got the fake Indian. You got the communist. You got the gay guy. I mean, it's like YMCA with the village people singing all the time. When I see these guys, all I want to do is laugh. I mean, you can't take any of these guys seriously. But guys, Michael Bloomberg's not going to win. Neither is the communist, neither is the Indian, neither is the gay guy. The village people are not going to win the election. This is all part of this complete and total control of the media. You say, you're saying the Jewish people control the media? You know, here's what I'm saying. The people who took down Building 7 control the media. It's easier that way. You can call them the Illuminati. You can call them the weirdos. You can call them the ancient Canaanite religion worshipers. You can talk about how they're the ones who want to resurrect the snake out of the tree. You could say they're Kabbalists. You can say all of this stuff. And it's all true. So it's just easier to kind of categorize it as the guys who took down Building 7, they control the media. Let them be whatever they are. Let them see whoever they want to see. Let them say whatever they want to say. That's who controls the media. And it kind of sums it up as far as they're the ones who control the money supply. Uh-oh, now I'm getting personal again, aren't I? It's these are the guys that did it in 1913 when they blackmailed Woodrow Wilson with Samuel Untermeyer with his affair at Princeton, with a married woman's with a married woman is what he had an affair with, and they were going to blackmail him all over the place. You know, Woodrow Wilson, because he was so concerned about his reputation that he would be disgraced as an adulterer, he sold the entire country down the river to a bunch of whackbag, nutbag Babylonian banksters. That's who he is, and that's all I'm ever going to remember him as. Austin, what do you think, bud?
That's pretty much what we've seen here. And I mean, yeah, what they're doing now is they're getting people more and more desensitized to a lot of these different topics. They're getting more desensitized to this totalitarian style of regime, whether it be Bloomberg and him wanting to run around and police what everybody eats and police what everybody says and police how everybody thinks, which, I mean, he's blatantly come out now and done that on numerous things. And then we see Biden now, who's been like nonstop all about just banning guns. Said the other day he's going to ban all assault weapons, and he's going to ban, what did he say here? Let me pull it up real quick. I was giggling when he said it. And he also said he wants to ban all clips that carry bullets, and all silencers are going to be banned too. He just comes off with these rantings. Makes him sound like a lunatic, to be honest with you. It's quite embarrassing to actually hear him talk. I didn't even know what he's talking about. But what they're doing is, and you got to understand, Biden's not going to win. He's not even going to come close to winning. I mean, he's a pervert, to be honest with you. A lot of stuff you've seen, those videos of him in the congressional chamber and fondling these little 7 or 8 year old girls. I mean, just weird stuff. But that being said, he's not going to win. The reason why he's doing this is because he's pushing the rhetoric out there onto the open market. He's pushing the rhetoric out there via media. He's pushing the ideas of this has to be banned, this has to be banned, this has to be banned. And the more, remember, if you just came out 40 or 50 years ago and you said, we're going to ban all semi-automatic sporting rifles and all magazines over 10 round capacity, you would literally have had a civil war before the law even went into effect. I truly believe that. You get a bunch of those retired World War II boys that came back from Vietnam, boys that are all just back from war, and all of a sudden you start telling us that we can't have firearms. It would have been a full-blown uprising in the United States of America. 100%. 100%. Not even questionable. But what they've done is they've slowly, slowly, slowly cooked the frog in the pot over
that's
the last
right,
30, 40
right.
years now. Taking this right away, ban this, ban that. 1986, not allow all civilians to purchase new manufactured machine guns. And it's gone downhill from there. So now we have these presidential candidates that are, it was the same way with that other clown that was running around saying, heck yeah, we're going to take your AK and your AR-15. He never came close. He wouldn't even come close to becoming president. They do that, but it's their role, it's their narrative, it's their job. Remember, a lot of these guys are cutout boys, like with Bloomberg. I've already spent $400 million on this failing campaign, I'm just warming up. Really? I mean, it must be nice to have that much money just to blow, considering the fact that your state's in shambles. We see the same thing out in California with a lot of these clowns out there. But they're saying these things, they're bringing these things up to normalize them so people get desensitized to them. Same thing they did in Virginia.
Exactly
they came out
right.
With far, far-reaching bills that they were going to try to do. We're going to ban AR-15s and any semi-automatic sporting rifle, and you're going to have to turn them in, and we're going to confiscate them and call the National Guard. You remember all that rhetoric? After watching this stuff now, I don't believe for a second they had any intent on that. I don't think they even expected those bills to go through, nor did they ever intend on calling the National Guard out if the bill actually happened to slide through. It was all propaganda. It got everybody rallied up, got everybody hacked off, it got everybody unified, which that was a good aspect of it, and it showed our stance with that rally. But then they came in and said, listen, we already knew these bills were probably never going to hold up. Even in court, they were going to be challenged, even if they passed. Hey, we'll pass universal background checks, and that's a felony if you sell a gun to your friend and you don't do a background check to a dealer, and we'll do red flag gun laws. Those are the two we wanted anyways. Bam, one and done. And then they come out of the media, the Democrats failed to pass any assault weapons bans. They're up in arms right now. They're so angry. And then the gun owners go, we won, we beat them. Some aspect, yeah, that was kind of a win, but on other aspect, too, it was a complete total loss. You guys got red flag gun laws like we do down here in Florida. Tell us, come down here and show us how that's worked out. You got kids making text messages to people and now getting their weapons seized because they make a comment via text message. I mean, that's why, and then I've learned to start with. I made these mistakes when I was younger with voicemails and text messages and stuff as far as saying things that basically could be taken as maybe aggressive, I guess you could say. I've learned that the hard way a long time ago. I don't make that mistake anymore. Be careful, guys, when you're leaving voicemails or you're leaving text messages, not be making anything that can even resemble a veiled threat, much less any straight blatant threat. I mean that sincerely, because nowadays when you start making comments, and it's very easy because we're so flippant on text message now, it's just like we're talking. You start saying stuff, oh, so-and-so, you know, this, or so-and-so, I'm going to do that, or he does this, I'm going to do this to him, I pay the light, you guys know what I'm talking about. But be very careful, because once you start putting that stuff out there, you start talking about fighting, shooting, hurting, anything that could be even taken as a threat now. In these states that have red flag gun laws, that's all the evidence they need to come knock down your door and seize your weapons, and now you have disarmed if all your firearms were in one place. Just going to leave that there. And have to deal with going to court to try to get your firearms back to prove that you're not a danger to anybody around you. So just as a side note on that, voicemails, text messages, be very, very careful about the aggression, the tone, the words, and the phrases that you use, especially when it comes to people that may possibly be, you know, not pro gun, or maybe possibly like a girlfriend or a friend, anybody that you, just in general. Be careful. That's all I'm going to say on that topic, Dad.
You know, my mom was so funny about that. She wouldn't sign anything. I mean, it was funny. I mean, she didn't want to sign for a receipt to get a certified letter or, you know, or get anything. She didn't want to sign anything. Never wanted to put her name to anything. And I never really understood that when I was young. I mean, she'd have something come in, a package would come in, you have to sign for this. She goes, send it back. Don't want it. I'm like, Mom, it could be a present. What's up? No, not signing nothing. And, you know, and I never really understood why. And I guess in Germany, you know, in World War II, you know, the Gestapo and the SS, they'd have people sign confessions. Yeah, because remember, she was raised there. She was born in 1916 in Germany. Saw the entire rise and fall of the Third Reich. Oh, yeah. So she learned real quick, you don't sign nothing. You're not going to confess to nothing. Because remember, when you sign something, it's like confessing to it. Think I'm going to say that again. When you sign something, it's like confessing to it. In other words, are you going to confess that you said this? In other words, that's what a, you know, contract is, whether it be verbal, you know, or a text message, or something you put post on Facebook and you slap your name to it, or you send somebody a certified letter and you sign the letter. This is all admissible in a court of law. Always remember this stuff. Oh, here's a text message that so-and-so sent me threatening to kill me. Well, it doesn't really say he's threatening to kill you. It said that he wishes you'd die. Well, no, he's threatening to kill me. Blah, 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 blah. Now we're going to drag him in front of the court to get a restraining order on. We're going to have the court expose him for who he is. And this stuff goes on all the time. So when you send a text out, just here's the thing. If you want the whole world to see what you wrote and signed and set out a legal document, that's what you just did. Same thing with Facebook posts. All of this stuff, if it can be tracked back to your IP address. Now, there are some variables here. You could say, someone took my telephone, hacked in, and they posted this without me being aware of it. Yeah, you could say that. And they could say, it came from your computer. Well, you could say that. And then you could say to them, do you have a video timestamp showing that I'm the one who did it? No. Ah, but what do they have, though? Now they've got facial recognition software on your iPads, on your telephones. So the only person who signed in when this was sent was you with your facial recognition or with your thumbprint. So we have your equipment with your thumbprint, your facial recognition, and you're saying somebody else did it. Well, did you pick up the iPad? Did you give it to somebody else to do this after you cleared it and went into it? Yeah, all that stuff's recorded, guys. So it creates a problem if you're not aware of this stuff. And like, don't leave messages on recorders that you don't like somebody or you're going to do something to somebody. Don't be doing stuff like that, because all it's going to do is come back to bite you in the backside. It's all it's going to do. It's going to cause all these problems. By the way, let's do a little bit more on coronavirus today. By the way, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. I don't like dwelling on the whole show anymore. It's too negative. Here's another article from the Daily Mail. The Diamond Princess quarantine was a joke, said British honeymooner, who blames the crew for spreading the virus to 600 people. Whoa. I mean, that's just crazy. Listen to this. Another one from Daily Mail. Do not dry fast. This has nothing to do with the coronavirus. Trendy no water diet is hyped by influencers, could leave you to with bladder infections and kidney stones, health experts warn. Now, this is what people do. This is not a new trend. It's called dry fasting, and it encourages followers to cut out water entirely for two, three, 4 days. I got a new flash for you. You could die from this. All right, you've got to be drinking copious amounts of water if you're going to fast. If you're going to be fasting for like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days, and you're not going to be taking any fluids in, not only do you be drinking a lot of fluid, you'd be doing colonics. So what's a colonic? It's basically a colon flush, because your colon is no longer going to pull all the poison out of your body, because it's not going to have anything in it to, well, just be graphic, to poop out. And so you have to clean your colon out on a regular basis. You know, I've supervised this. We have the clinic in Winter Haven, you know, gosh, 30 years ago. I have supervised thousands of people who've gone through these cleansing colonic programs. And you have to clean your colon out on a regular basis if you're going to fast for an extended period of time, and you got to drink a lot of water. Do not dry fast. It is not okay. You know, it will make you unbelievably ill, and you could possibly die from it. By the way, Turkey is edging towards attacking Russia now in Syria. So I'll keep you guys posted on what's happening with that. This is from the Moscow Times. It says Turkey edges towards direct conflict with Russia-backed Syria. Well, if Turkey goes into war with Russia, they're going to have a really, really, really negative experience, because it's going to get real bad for Turkey. By the way, China is injecting another 5 trillion won in new debt to arrest their economic crash caused from a lack of productivity because of the coronavirus. The largest shipping decline since 2009 has already occurred in China, and that was before the coronavirus. It's very important that we understand this coronavirus is going to affect everything from a global standpoint, from a financial standpoint. Another article by Peter Schiff, it says, printing money is not the cure for coronavirus. Another one, charts are now showing that China's economy remains completely and totally paralyzed. All of these articles are posted at the healthmasters.com website, news site, so you can read it. I could do all of these for you today, but I simply wouldn't have time. By the way, Trump has slammed the Parasite movie, which I have not seen, because it is made in South Korea, and the Parasite studio fires back after Trump's criticism. He can't read, which is ridiculous. The man can read. I mean, it's ludicrous that they would say something like this about the guy. Now, I'm not saying he's a great reader. I'm not saying that at all. He could have dyslexia or something else. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But here's the thing, guys. the Hollywood and who they pick for the best movies of the year, to me, it's always been a joke. Every once in a while, they'll get a movie correct. They'll get it right for the best movie of the year. Vast majority of the time, it's just to push the liberal agenda that Austin talked about just a few minutes ago. It's that death by a thousand cuts. We're going to tell you what we're going to do. We know we're not going to do it right now, but we're going to get you used to hearing about it, and pretty soon you're going to embrace it. That's what they do, guys. That's what they do. And by the way, one more thing. Hundreds of animals mysteriously dropped dead in China amid the coronavirus outbreak. Now, that sounds like when you read this, it sounds like, oh, my gosh, that the Chinese have discovered and admitted they have mass animal deaths at the epicenter of the outbreak. Well, then you read a little bit further on down, you find out that they've been spraying these areas with all kinds of, you know, insecticides, pesticides, everything else, you know, driving around with huge spray plumes of toxic liquid to kill the infection, and now they're killing the animals in the area with this. But they made it sound like when you first pick up the story that the coronavirus is killing all of them. By the way, coronavirus now has affected 500 more people in prisons across China, fueling fears about the virus's ability to spread as Iran confirms 2 more deaths and Israel and Lebanon announced their first cases. Guys, there's over 1,000 people on the planet now that have come down with coronavirus outside of China. This is getting serious. I've been telling you guys that for the last couple of weeks. It's starting to get serious and it's starting to spread. Stay on your D3K2. Stay on your potassium iodide with the nascent iodide. Stay on your vitamin C. And thank you for supporting Health Masters and getting those products from us, Austin. What do you think, bud?
That's really well said. And I mean, and that's why I brought up earlier the aspect of what we're seeing in Australia as well with the food shortage. And I just got off the phone with my supplier last night that's doing the organic food buckets for us, and they're shipping out today. They've been obviously massively delayed because of the influx of food demand that's going on right now. And that's why I was really set on making sure I had certified organic food this time. Because here's the thing, you got to remember. A lot of these foods you can go buy at the store, some stored stuff, even MREs, which I own MREs. I'm not knocking them for quick, fast calories. They can work great, but the level of quality is usually far from good, just to be honest with you. And the issue you run into with, if it's just a daily, normal basis and, you know, we have an economic collapse and you're just having to work outside and you're doing a lot of stuff with farming and everything and you got to eat some of that stuff, there's nothing wrong with it. However, if we do have some type of massive pandemic and there is an economic collapse because of it, and we have very, very, very compromised immune systems because of it, and we're taking all the vitamin C and all the D3 we can just to make sure we keep our immune systems up to par so we can fight off this stuff, the last thing you want to be doing is throwing a bunch of preservative-laden foods that you've been storing for the last 5 to 10 years. That's just a fact. But then you also need some fast, clean calories, so it's a catch-22. So that's why I figured, I said, hey, if we can run organic food, organic stored food that's good for 20-plus years, that cooks really easy, and it's not, you know, in these 5-pound Mylar freeze-dried bags, you know, once you open up a 5-pound bag of lentils, it's basically done. You got to try to figure out how to seal it back up or cook it all. Try to make these, like, 2- and 3-course meals. You need something quick. You need something fast. That's what these buckets, I think, are really going to do, and they're almost right under 20,000 calories per bucket. And that's, let me clarify this again. Make sure you understand how many calories you need. There's a lot of companies out there, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Just because a bucket says 4 or 5 weeks on it does not mean that bucket's going to last you 4 or 5 weeks. In most cases, if you do the math, these buckets that last you 4 weeks, they say 4 weeks worth of food, 1 month supply worth of food. If you look at your caloric intake that you need to be at to function, even in a, you know, loss of weight or lower caloric intake than normal, it's generally, like I said, you drop down to 1,500, 2,000 calories a day for a large grown male. That's about all you're going to be able to do and still stay very productive working outside every day, whether it's, you know, in weapons tactics, whether it's farming, whatever it is, you're going to need some calories. Most of these buckets that they tell you, they give you those numbers based on like 600 calories a day. Now, I don't know about you if you've ever done fasting or you've ever done carb depletion or calorie restriction. If you try to function very long, say you're a 200-plus pound grown man, you know, fairly athletic, and you try to function on 600 calories a day, out in the sun, moving sandbags, cutting trees, hauling stuff out of the way after a hurricane, whatever it is, I'm using that example, you're not only going to start massively hemorrhaging weight, your energy, your mental acuity, and your entire immune system is going to start compromising very, very quickly. There's no question about that because you're not putting enough calories in your body. You're expending 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 calories a day via all the work, and you're only taking in 600 calories. You're going to lose weight rapidly. So understand that and judge that accordingly to how much you need. That's why I tell everybody, the buckets, I'm not telling you how long they're going to last. They're right under 2,000, 20,000 calories per bucket. They're like 19,500 calories that we're carrying, 20,000 calories. So if on average you need to say minimum 1,400 to 1,500 calories is what you're going to need to function on, minimum, you figure those buckets are going to last you about 2 weeks per you. So 2 buckets is going to be a full 1 month supply of actually eating decent and even at a restricted calorie intake. Just a side note on that, I want to give everybody a heads up. So when the buckets do show up, I already have a lot of people that are trying to buy them right now, especially that they're organic and you can't find them. I'm not telling you how many to buy. You make that decision. If you want to have 1 bucket, you want to have 10 buckets, I don't care. It's up to you. But make sure you understand, if you really are truly preparing and you know something's going to happen, make sure you're prepped accordingly and not just based on the false advertisement of some people that are saying, oh, it's a 1 month supply, so you feel good about yourself until you crack that bucket open, eat a couple meals, and realize that bucket ain't going to last 1 month at the caloric intake that you need. Just something I want to add on that. Also, too, in other news, sure you guys have watched it, talked to you about it for years. Gold now, man, it's up another, like, what, $30 an ounce today, went up another $20 an ounce yesterday. It's skyrocketing right now when people are realizing what's going on as the markets are still staying awkwardly strong, realistically, for what they are. But I have a feeling that, like I told you guys already, there's something in the works right now with this entire market. There's no doubt about it that it's going to basically have an issue. And, you know, the Dow, I think, is down like over 300 points today. That's nothing. That's a warm-up session, guys. When this thing finally takes hold and people realize what's going on and the Fed decides to stop pumping $150 billion night repo loans into the market, this whole thing's going to come down like a deck of cards. And now they're saying on here, there's an article on MarketWatcher saying that the 5G rollout is already behind schedule and the coronavirus might slow it further. Well, if you go to read further in the article, what they're basically saying is now is once the coronavirus is basically defeated, that they need to bring in a full 5G deployment phase to make sure they can get the 5G network up and running as quickly as possible across the U.S., Asia, and Europe, essentially with no restrictions and no controls on it whatsoever. It just needs to be brought up to spec as fast as physically possible. Imagine that. Another excuse to try to shove 5G down our throats, even when we've seen the research behind it has absolutely under no circumstances been declared safe. When the FCC came out and voted unanimously last year that 5G could not be restricted or prevented by any county, state, or local municipality, that 5G basically through the FCC was federally protected, so basically, and that in the event of an emergency, 5G was going to be right behind electricity when it came to repair priority for the population. Imagine that. Imagine why that's so important for them. And then you start doing some research and looking at 5G, which I've talked about, and there's articles all over our website. So I'm not going to go in further because we're running out of time. Just understand that. Also, too, in Sweden, this is interesting now. Remember we've talked for the last 20, 25 years now. The Swedish population has been subjected to some of the most aggressive, violent immigration we've ever seen in recorded history. And at the same time, the government of Sweden has completely and totally censored the Swedish population from speaking the truth. At the same time, they've completely tied the hands of the police departments, won't even allow them to do anything. I mean, no-go areas, I mean, so violent, so aggressive, so militant, they won't even go there anymore. Police stations closing down because all the police are quitting. That's happening in Sweden. Well, now, I guess they figured that so many people are still waking up. Swedish television has now started to broadcast a new show on the SVT channel. This is interesting. The show's called The First Swedes, okay? And it's branded as a documentary miniseries. However, the documentary that they're actually claiming and the research behind what they're trying to spin this TV show off of is non-existent. The First Swedes, which appeared last week on SVT, shows archaeologist Jonathan Lindstrom, a doctoral student at Linus University, travels through Sweden's Stone and Bronze Age and discusses over 11,000 years ago the first people who actually settled in the country came from Somalia and came to Sweden. They weren't Northern Nordics. The pioneers were descendants of immigrants who left Western Africa 80,000 years ago, and that they were dark-skinned, and they eventually collided with people from what would be present now as Russia, and they developed a mutation for light skin, which allowed them to form vitamin D in a dark climate. The groups mixed almost immediately, and the meeting was the first step towards what we see today as the Swedish population. I kid you not, this is what they're coming out with now. So now they're saying that everybody in Sweden in the northern population are basically just Somalians, and that was their country first, and the Swedes need to shut their mouth about being replaced by Somalians, because after all, everybody in Sweden is just light-skinned Somalians to begin with, and apparently this is being stouted now as a historical fact because there's a TV show about it, and if you ask for archaeological evidence, well, then you basically go to prison, or you're basically censored, or you have the police show up at your door for hate speech. This is the level and the degree of propaganda and rhetoric Sweden has stooped down to now in producing TV shows now showing that the Swedish population are actually Somalians 80,000 years ago, and they need to be happy that the Somalians have allegedly allowed them to use their country. I can't even come up with this stuff, guys. I literally could not even fathom coming up with an article this hardcore left trying to justify what they're doing in Sweden. It completely boggles my mind. But again, Sweden has been the template. For some odd reason, the bankers, the big banker boys, have had such a just hatred towards those group of people up there in Sweden, that they have done everything they can to completely and totally ruin and completely just overthrow that culture with mass unbridled immigration from Northern Africa, Dad. And it's really sad to see this happen over there.
You know, the thing that's so stupid about this, and this is so stupid, number one is they can't prove any of this stuff because it goes way back before recorded history. That's number one. And number two, quick question for all you morons who write these articles and try to force this belief on everybody. Why is the IQ of Sweden probably 110, 115 on the average, and the average IQ of Somalians is 60? Yeah, why don't you address that, you doggone morons? I mean, why do you even bring up articles like this and talk about this and get them posted on your TV and everything else? Well, you know why? Because you've turned your country into a third world hellhole. That's why you've done it. Because now you're trying to justify, because you don't want the doggone Swedes that are left to doggone grab a rope and hang your sorry butt. So now you got to say, oh, it didn't belong to you guys anyhow, 80,000 years ago. Well, I got a news flash. If someone came to me and they said, your property here, your house, we have a deed for it from 80,000 years ago, I'm going to laugh. Are you kidding me? That's not even admissible. I mean, who would say stuff like that? Unbelievable. By the way, let's go back to the GMO food real quick. This is an article by Jeffrey Smith, and it said, genetically engineered foods may pose a national health risk. In the study in the early 90s, 1990s, rats were fed genetically modified tomatoes. Well, actually, the rats wouldn't even eat the tomatoes. They were force-fed. Several of the rats developed stomach lesions, and 7 out of 40 died within 2 weeks. Scientists at the FDA who reviewed the study agreed that it did not provide a demonstration of reasonable certainty of no harm. In fact, the agency Times has warned that GM foods in general might create unpredicted allergies, toxins, antibiotic resistance diseases, and nutritional problems. There you go. Internal FDA memos made public from a lawsuit revealed that the scientists urged their superiors to require long-term safety testing to catch these hard-to-detect side effects. But FDA political appointees, including former attorney for Monsanto in charge of policy, ignored the scientists' warning. The FDA does not require safety studies. Instead, if the makers of the GM food claim they are safe, the agent has no further questions. The GM tomato was approved in 1994. According to a July 27, 2004 report from the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, the current system of blanket approval of GM foods by the FDA may not detect unintended changes in the composition of the food. The process of gene insertion, according to the NAS, could damage the host DNA with unpredicted consequences. They're talking like cancer now. The Indian Council of Medical Research, which released the findings a few days earlier, identified a long list of potentially dangerous side effects from GM foods that are not being evaluated. The ICMR called for a complete overhaul of existing regulations. Guys, I'm going to say something, guys, to you. This is important. Not that everything we're trying to talk about is not important, but this is really important. You guys have to eat organic, or at least non-GM. If not organic, okay, I got that. I know organic's expensive, but try to get the stuff that's not genetically modified. I can't press that to you guys. Between the genetically modified foods, these 76 poisonous vaccines they're dumping into us, the chemtrails are spraying all over us, the 5G network they're trying to implement around us. Are you kidding me? This is like living in a toxic sludge of sewage. I mean, what the heck are we doing to ourselves? Guys, this is because the guys who took down Building 7 wanted to do eugenics. They want to weaken the planet to a point where they can have a massive cull, which is like they're testing right now with this coronavirus, which is getting worse, not better. So, guys, it's so important that you eat clean. Get the cookbook that we have, Eat Clean and Be Healthy. I mean, it's a great cookbook. And it has great recipes. You get off all that sugar. Sugar massively reduces the body's immune system, like by 80% for the 4 hours after you ingest sugar. And it's not even just sugar. It's, you know, just refined carbohydrates, like, you know, like white bread or white rice. It'll do the same thing. It really affects mitochondrial response and also macrophage response to the body's systems when it's overloaded with sugar. And it also feeds cancer cells. Guys, it's so important to keep your immune system strong, because this is an all-out onslaught. But guess what? Our God, who made us, has built our immune system so strong that even if you are infected with some of these different types of diseases or whatever you want to call them, in my opinion now, that if you have a strong immune system, you have the high enough concentration of specific nutrients like the A, the E, the C, the D, the K3, the iodine, if you have all of this in high enough concentrations, your body immune system can adapt and get rid of this stuff. Guys, I love you. You're covered by the blood of the Lord, by the blood of Jesus. I love you so much. I appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend. Austin, I'll talk to you guys. I'm trying to do too many things in my brain at once. I love you. Got to pray for you today. I'll talk to you later. Austin, close it up.
Absolutely. Yes, guys, thank you again for all the support. And thank you for just getting this information out there. We're doing the best we can. And that's why I try to bring up every option, every angle of what's going on, not just the fear porn with the coronavirus, but actually the context of what's going on with it, what's being done behind the scenes, what they're using as excuses to roll out now with 5G, iris scanning, all this stuff, because we have to stay awake on everything that's going on. We can't get one-track minded and just be so focused on one specific thing that's happening. And that's why I hardly ever talk about the debates or the presidential race, because I already know Trump's going to win. I mean, he's already lined up to win. I mean, the level of idiot clowns that he's playing against it's almost embarrassing. It is embarrassing. And so, but again, this is the narrative that's being pushed, so I don't even bring up a lot of that stuff most of the time. So again, thank you for the support. Stay awake, stay strong, stay healthy. Make sure you're exercising. If you haven't started exercising yet and getting in shape, go do it this weekend. Just start doing something, whether it's getting outside and walking or getting on an elliptical or getting, you know, lifting some weights and just training and doing some, you know, basically weight training exercises. Do something, but make sure you're staying physically fit. If you guys need anything, feel free to give us a call or email us, healthmasters.com. The product of the week, the B-Complex Formula, our very, very popular product, is on sale right now, for over 15% off. So be sure to check it out on the website. And again, I will keep you guys apprised and updated on the organic food buckets as they get closer to arrival, because I know a lot of people are interested in those. Myself, I'm going to be bringing some more to my house as well when those come in, just to make sure I have those on tap for the whole family. So again, thank you for the support. Feel free to sign up for our free weekly newsletter on the website at healthmasters.com. I got some more stuff that I'm going to be putting together. I got the Hagman Show today and later on tonight, I think. Yeah, I'm looking at everything right now, my schedule. So again, I'll be on the Hagman Show tonight. Have a blessed weekend. Have a safe weekend. And I'll talk to you guys tonight on Hagman, and I'll talk to you again on this show Monday, as always.